Hi.
Hi.
I'm Evan.
I'm Addie.
And you are listening to the Speaking English podcast, the place to be for anyone who wants to watch more movies or read more books, but doesn't know where to start. Here we are. This is episode 122, I believe. And we watched a little picture called The American Astronaut for today.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are to discuss it. Before we get into it, though, how has your week been?
My week has been really great, but really exhausting. I went backpacking over the weekend, which was really, really amazing and cool, and also so hard. I don't feel like I've like fully recovered from it yet. I'm like tired and sore, but it was awesome. I've never gone backpacking before. I've just hiked and camped, but never like the full backpack experience. And it's really tough, but it's so cool. We hiked up to this like gigantic alpine lake, and it was just like the most beautiful sight I've ever seen ever. And it was awesome. And it's just so cool to like be up in a place that the vast majority of people will never see, I guess. It's hard to get to, and it's really special. And it was so like secluded, and it was just really cool and really beautiful. So yeah, I did that for like 3 days, and I just got home on Sunday night, and then I just worked yesterday, and I've just been tired ever since.
Yeah. I gotcha. Very cool though. How exciting.
Yeah, it was super cool. I really want to do it again, but I need to get like stronger. It was hard. How's your week been?
It's been all right. I went to Breckenridge earlier this week.
Oh, cool.
For a fun little day trip.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I went to this used bookstore, and I bought, and it was like a really cute used bookstore where it's like all old stuff and I don't know, with the real charm to it. And I bought a bunch of books from there.
Nice.
And one of them I want to read when it's my turn. For the next book club. But it was just really cool about like, just, I spent like probably a good 2 hours in this bookstore just looking around at everything. And it's so cool to just see what, you know, these really old books and stuff that people's written in them. And I don't know. Yeah. I just think it's really neat. The book that I bought, or one of the ones that I bought, had like a handwritten note from someone and it was dated from 1990.
Oh my gosh.
I thought that was really cool because it's like, this is the book that I want to read for when it's my turn for the next book club.
Okay.
It seems interesting, but that also just like gave me the idea about like giving used books as gifts and just like writing in them, because that like never goes away, even though like, I don't know if these people who shared in this book exchange are even like still alive or anything,
right?
But you have like one correspondence that is tied into the book that is just there forever. And I just think that's really cool. And so maybe I'm going to start doing that to give people as gifts. Just like,
I love that. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Notes that are like ambiguous enough that it's not weird if it falls into someone else's hands down the line, but also like personal enough and like maybe related to the book that it'll be really cool.
Yeah.
For all of time.
Very cool.
I don't know. I just thought that was really neat.
I agree. It is.
I also worked my last day at Cold Stone yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm starting to pack stuff up because by the next episode, I'll probably be moved out of my current residence.
That's so crazy.
It's like crazy to think about.
But yeah. Are you sad to be leaving Boulder, or are you ready?
I don't know. It's weird. It's a bit of both because, you know, the summer is always really weird for me just because no one seems to be in the same place and it's always hard to get stuff to like happen.
Yeah.
And I'm moving out and this is the same thing that happened with when I went to Prague last year.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, you go the whole summer and like no one's around, and then just as everyone's coming back, you're leaving.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, this timing is weird, but yeah. It's not as much like that this time around, just because most everyone is like on to different stuff, but there's just an interesting time to leave, but
yeah,
I just gotta figure it all out. But yeah, it's bittersweet, I guess.
Makes sense.
But yeah, I worked my last ever shift at Cold Stone.
Amazing.
Yeah, so now, I just need to find another job. I don't have anything lined up yet.
I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, before we get into the movie, I need to talk about Nope, because I saw that.
Oh, okay.
The weekend on Thursday, I think. And I've been thinking about it ever since. I absolutely adored this movie.
Really?
Incredibly little bad things to say about it.
Wow.
And it was insanely good. And 9 out of 10 for me.
Damn, that's awesome. I'm so glad you liked it.
Yeah, I loved it.
What did you love about it?
I thought it was so incredibly well made. You had a complaint that it wasn't scary enough.
Yeah.
I thought it was about as scary as Get Out was. I didn't think either of them were that really spooky or anything. But I thought this one worked at really good, like, suspense filmmaking. Like, the second attack, the way that it was shot is so well done. It reminded me of Alfred Hitchcock, specifically in a scene from Strangers on a Train.
Nice.
Where he was like so good at just like playing with the little expectations of like you knowing something's going to happen and like little fake outs of that.
Yeah.
And I just thought it built really well. And then once you like, it's like things are only scary until you know what they are. Like the fear is like of the unknown. And I thought it was like it was executed really well of like when you know the full situation, it shifted into not a horror movie anymore and like a fun kind of action set piece in the third act. And I thought it was incredibly well executed.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was incredibly well written. Everything was kind of wrapped in on itself and things become really apparent when you think about it, but aren't necessarily like presented at face value in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was just tied in everything in together so well. And it's just like such a very like watertight script. I just thought, I don't know. I was the most excited alongside Everything Everywhere, All That. It's the most excited I've been at the movie theaters since COVID for sure.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm so happy that you liked it so much. I like Jordan Peele so much. He really deserves all the praise that he's getting for this one.
I agree. And I think this is definitely like a step up as far as like budget. Because I guess I never saw Us and I don't know how that one was. But it seemed like this one was like as far as like set pieces and like the scale of everything was a step up from Get Out. But it's still kind of... I guess it kept the attention to detail. And it also kind of like was able to step up without feeling like overstretched, I guess. I thought it was more impressive how well everything like worked together in this one because it seemed like it was so much bigger. So I think that's why I liked it probably even better than Get Out. Mm. And I still have yet to see Us, so I'll check that one out eventually.
I like Us so much. Us is probably my favorite of the three. Because it's the scariest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha. I thought, yeah, I don't know. I just really like this one and I think everyone should go check it out and see it.
Yeah, I agree. I do think everybody should see it. I can't imagine like anyone I wouldn't recommend it to.
Yeah. And the other thing I needed to mention is that the sound mix was insanely well done in this one.
I really agree. The noises that the alien ship makes and like, I don't know, the way that it feels just through the sound alone, like it's actually about to hover over you, was very impressive to me. It really gets you wrapped up in it.
Yeah, especially since the last movie I saw was in the theaters was The Gray Man, which had like noticeably bad sound mixing.
Yeah.
this was like, okay, this is how it should be done. Just all throughout, it was so well executed. I'm just so impressed by this one tonight. It's,
yeah,
this is what a blockbuster should be like. I don't know. It just the amount of like care that clearly went into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just, I'm glad that movies are made like this at this budget. It really gives me hope. Thank you, Jordan Peele.
Thanks, Jordan Peele. You're the man.
You're the man. All right, that's enough about that. I just wanted to share. I couldn't wait till the end of the month to talk about it.
Isn't Kiki Palmer the best also?
Yeah, well, yeah, all the performances are also
really so good. I just really want to see Kiki Palmer in way more stuff now. Yeah. She's so awesome.
I think everyone did a really great job, actually. I think Daniel Kaluuya also did incredible in, like, making that, like, their relationship was so believable and real, like, at the heart of the movie that it just...
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so... The American Astronaut, 2001 picture, directed by Corey McCabe? I don't know. written, directed, and starring Corey, as well as music by his band, called The Billy Nair Show, a science fiction musical comedy space western kind of deal.
Yep.
A bit hard to find, a bit of a culty movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's free on YouTube, but before you told me that, I looked in so many places for it and I could not find it anywhere.
Right now on Just Watch, it says that it's only available to watch on Apple TV to rent. It's not on the streaming service.
Yeah.
Which is
Apple TV.
Exactly.
So anybody with Apple TV.
And I said, I don't want to look into that. So I checked it up on YouTube and it was there to watch on YouTube. Only about 3 months ago was the video posted, I think. So there you have it. What did you think about this one?
I don't know. I just finished it right before we started recording. And I'm still, I guess, trying to process a little bit. It was so absurd and weird. I don't think I like it very much, but like, I'm glad it exists in the world. I'm glad that people are making such weird, wacky stuff, just doing whatever they want to do. Like, I love that. I love that this had so much of this guy's band's music in it. Like, this was probably so much fun for him. And sometimes that really shines through. Some of the humor really did make me laugh. But for the most part, just like as a movie, just like watching this on the outskirts of, you know, not knowing this guy and not understanding all of this, I was just sort of like, I don't think this is for me, but that's fine.
I gotcha.
Those are my thoughts.
I really liked it. Up until about like maybe halfway through, I thought the beginning was so fun, and I loved it. The beginning was
very fun, especially like one of the earlier songs. I can't remember how it goes now, but the two guys like singing in like the bathroom stall of the bar. Yeah. I was like, this is so much fun. I love this movie. And then it kind of went downhill. It didn't stay that fun.
Yeah, I think at a certain point, it kind of just outwears its welcome.
Yeah.
And I think the more, is when it starts kind of taking itself seriously. It's when it kind of starts to lose my interest.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
I thought the whole sequence in like the beginning when they're on the bar on Ceres or wherever is tons of fun. And I just wish it kept that vibe going on more because I think it's funny that you like, because this is made on like, you could tell like it's has hardly any budget.
Right.
But I think that the concept of just being like, okay, we're in space and it just looks like a regular bar, except that he wears a spacesuit when he goes in, is hilarious. Like just that concept of like playing it deadpan when it's clear that you're only shooting interiors. You're not even like, I just think that bit works so well.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And then when you start to go to more different places and being like, okay, this is also like an alien planet, when it's, I don't know. I just think that the use of like minimal settings works the best in this one. I like the Jupiter set.
Yeah, me too. I loved too that all of the girls on Venus are like Southern Belles.
Yeah.
They're like very American. That was so funny to me.
Yeah. Just the concept of it is just hilarious. And I think it really works in the whole like first act, because it's just introducing these concepts that are just hilarious. And you're, it's like, I don't want the plot to ever actually go anywhere.
Yeah.
Cause that's funny to just have there's a dance competition in there. I don't know. It just works. And I think, yeah. And I think is the antagonist, Professor Hess, was, I don't know. I must have just, maybe I was missing something, but it just didn't.
No, it really did not work for me either.
Interesting to me.
I was like, this is so boring and annoying. Every time he popped up, I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get on board with this conflict. It's so weird.
Yeah. I agree. And like, I just wonder, because it seems like that became the focus at a certain point. And it's like, I wonder if there was anything that was trying to be said about this that just went over my head, like I didn't really catch on to, or if it was just like for the sake of being weird.
I don't know. I don't know. His whole like, he can only kill without reason. So if he hates you, then he can't kill you. And as soon as he forgives this guy, he'll kill him. I don't know. I was like, this is too...
It's too weird.
You're perplexing me too much, and yeah. I don't like it. Did we ever learn, like, what he's supposed to forgive this guy?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that we would get some backstory there, but I guess whatever.
Yeah. Who knows? Who cares?
Yeah.
I will say, though, I don't want it to be too much of a criticism about it having like everything looking fake because it has no budget, because I think it was done for the most part really well. And specifically like the way that he would shoot people and they turn to dust.
Yeah.
That was like actually really well utilized. I thought that was quite fun.
I totally agree. He really like made the most of just kind of what he had and his skills and stuff, and he did a really good job. It was very creatively executed, and it came out really funny and cool.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it just like works despite you like it kind of just like ties into this like question of reality in the movies, and whether I'm trying to think of, there's a YouTube video I watched recently talking about how like old special effects work as far as like over the course of, you know, the movies, people try to get their special effects to look more and more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And is that necessarily always a good thing, I guess?
Right.
And I think this is a good case of showing like it still works, even though you don't have the budget to do anything that looks remotely like realistic, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's this movie's greatest strength, is that it still feels well made and well done, despite clearly not having any like considerable budget at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's cool. I think that's the best thing about this movie, that it can be weird and still like seem come off as like well made. I would say that this is mostly well made.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I'm glad it just got to be weird. Like I don't know. I never want like to call something too weird and it like come off as a criticism, because it's not. Like, even if it's too weird for me to really enjoy it, I'm still like so happy that people are being so like authentically original and just putting all their weird thoughts into their art. Like, I really genuinely want people to keep doing that.
Yeah. Because I think a lot of it comes off in this one. The little comic set before they do the dance competition has had me laughing pretty hard. Just between the jokes and the people's reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Or like they would just laugh really hard at the setup and just ignore the punchline completely.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. It reminded me of the Eric Andre show.
I also thought that scene was so funny. I love that it ends too with the guy's like, I don't know, I've never been to Earth. I thought that was really funny.
Just to remind you that you're in space.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The more I talk about it, I really like the first half of this movie.
Yeah.
I also thought that it was really funny the way that they, like, the deadpan delivery of certain stuff and, like, the way that characters are referred to or as, like, things are referred to. Specifically, the boy who's seen a woman's breast.
That was cracking me up. Like, I really thought that was so funny. And then you meet him finally after they've talked about him so much, and he's like so jaded on the concept of having seen a woman's breast and having to talk about it. And he's like, enough. Let me just be my own person. Yeah. It was so funny to me.
And at the same time, that's his character's only name ever throughout the
movie. His entire identity. Oh, so funny. Yeah, a lot of it genuinely made me laugh a lot. Like, there's a lot of real good humor that shines through. But I agree, it got to a point where it felt like it was like trying to say something, but I don't know what it was trying to say. By the end, it was just like convoluted and kind of annoying. So overall, I don't really think I'd watch it again, but I'm glad to know it exists and to have experienced it once.
Yeah. I'm pretty much with you. I might check it out again. I might just watch certain scenes from it.
It's a super short, easy watch.
Yeah.
And it's free on YouTube, at least right now. So I guess I'd recommend it to like many people, because if you're just looking for something weird, something really out there.
I would want to see this in a theater for sure.
Yeah.
If it's ever showing and screening, I would go.
The YouTube quality, I don't feel... did it justice.
Yeah. That's how I felt about Angel's Egg.
I mean,
there's just like a certain, because I watch, when I do like my Twitch stuff and watch all these silent movies on YouTube, it doesn't matter quite as much.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, there's some like especially terrible transfers, because it's like anything that survives from 100 years ago is going to have like the degradation and isn't going to be super pristine. But it's kind of sad to see these, you know, movies from like the last 30 years.
Yeah, for sure.
That are just doesn't quite translate. But yeah, but also this seems like one that they do, I guess not as widespread obviously, but like midnight screenings of, and like people that really love it come in and just have a fun time with it. And I would get in on that, I think. Sure.
I would as well. I think that would make a little bit of a difference to see it in a theater.
Yeah, I think this one like definitely lends itself to that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I also want to say that if you like David Lynch's Eraserhead, to check this one out, because mm-hmm. I think that they're similar in presentation, but I think Eraserhead is... kind of goes all the way with it. Isn't as funny, but it kind of just is like, we have no money, but we can still make a crazy movie. So I think if and that one's probably more people have seen. So if you enjoyed that, if that is kind of your thing, this isn't as weird or grotesque, but it's the same kind of vibe, just as a musical, a space cowboy musical.
Very cool. I do love the concept of a space cowboy musical.
Yeah. People
should keep making those.
Yeah.
The whole genre.
I thought it worked out in this one. I would say that, while not necessarily a musical, I think this definitely was influenced by Cowboy Bebop, which is a 90s anime that's about space bounty hunters. That is also lots of cowboy stuff in that.
Cool.
But it's more with jazz soundtrack than just rock music. But yeah, I think Corey McAbee definitely has seen Cowboy Bebop before.
I want to watch Cowboy Bebop.
You should. That's my favorite anime.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Yeah, and I don't really know what else to say about this one.
Yeah, there's not that much because it's very short and it's just so absurd. Like, you just can't, it can't be judged by your normal criteria.
Yeah. Agreed.
It's in a field of its own.
Agreed. That being said, do you have a rating for it? Or is it one that you can't really rate?
I think you probably can't really rate it. I guess if I had to, I'd probably give it a 6 out of 10. But I don't know. It just doesn't really feel that fair. Just so weird.
Yeah. I also gave it, I gave it a 6 out of 10.
Yeah. When I put it on Letterboxd, I'll probably give it a 6 out of 10. Mm. But just know, listener, it transcends.
It's not, yeah. Our system. Yeah. Here lately, I've been thinking about ratings in a more like loose way as well. Just to kind of like help classify it. But I think there are definitely movies that are lower rated than other movies that I think are better, if that makes any sense.
Sure, it does.
Because I think we have to take things on their own terms.
I agree. And this movie, it really did a lot of what it set out to do, I think.
Yeah.
Not all of it, but a lot of it.
Not all of it, yeah. But I'm glad it exists.
I am as well, and I'm glad to have seen it.
And I also want to make a point that it, like, it kind of, even though I think it does a good job about building like this future world in a short amount of time,
mm-hmm.
that's like actually kind of fun. I don't know.
I really agree with that. I liked like the structure of the universe that it came up with for this. I like that for some reason there's different genders on different planets.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it was all kind of funny. And I like that, I don't know, our main guy is like an intergalactic like thief and traitor. That's so cool. Yeah. And his best friend is the blueberry. It's very funny. Like, I don't know. It all just really worked within the setting that he designed, but it was still funny and odd.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's The American Astronaut. Go check it out on YouTube for free. And you too can be friends with the Blueberry Pirate.
I wish.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's one that people should check out. Give it a try. And if the IFS ever screens it, I'll probably come back up to Boulder just to watch it.
I'll let you know if they ever do it at the Lyric here in the fort and we can go.
Sounds good. Yeah.
I've been wondering, I wonder if I can request movies at the Lyric. I do not know.
I don't know. Lately, I'm like more and more drawn to the idea of just starting my own art house cinema.
Nice.
Once I become established and have money, I'm going to do that.
I love that. Good for you.
It'll be cool. It'll be cool.
It's so cool.
All right, so that's The American Astronaut. Next week will be book club. I don't know the number right now, but we're reading The Picture of Dorian Gray.
Yay.
By Oscar Wilde.
There are no beautiful copies of The Picture of Dorian Gray in this world. It's very ironic, and I guess and it pisses me off.
Yeah, sounds about right. But I don't know. This is an interesting one.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm gonna have some stuff.
I think it'll make for a good discussion. Just nice.
Yeah. So that means all that is left to do for this week is to recommend an album. Do you have an album to recommend?
Yeah, I'm gonna recommend the album "Bizarre Ride to the Far Side" by The Far Side, who I like so much. This is a super fun, like early 90s hip hop album. And it's just very, very fun. Really good album to listen to, just like with your windows down in your car and cruising around and stuff. Like, it is just delightful. My very favorite Far Side song is on this album, which is Passing Me By. So much fun.
That's everyone's favorite Far Side song.
I know, but like, it deserves the hype.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's just the best. This whole album is really good too, though. And it has a lot of everyone's favorite Far Side songs on it. But Passing Me By is just maybe the greatest song ever written. So I don't know. Everybody listen to this. The whole album, but especially Passing Me By.
There you go. Speaking of 90s hip hop albums, I've already recommended this one. I remember for sure the Score by Fugees. I got it on CD and I've been listening to it in my car. But what I didn't realize when I bought the CD is that it's like the clean version of the album. So all the bad words are like scratched out. And I think it's hilarious. I didn't like, I was listening to it the first time and yeah. I like had no idea. And I was like, what is going on? And I was
like, oh. That's so funny.
I just thought it was the funniest thing.
It is funny.
But I am going to also recommend an album from the 90s this week. I've been listening to the Deftones a lot recently for whatever reason. I guess I'd never really listened to them much before. And now it's this very specific vibe that I think that works at least for me right now.
Nice.
So I'm going to recommend Around the Fur by Deftones. This is their second album, and it has Be Quiet and Drive on it, which is probably my favorite song by them right now.
Oh, nice.
But, I don't know. It's a fun one. They're I don't know. They're fun. I'm having a good time listening to Deftones. They're kind of, I don't know about like all these rock subgenres or whatever, but they're like, I think they say like nu metal.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's fun. Lots of fuzzy guitars, loud noises. It works out. It's a vibe. But yeah, Around the Fur. Check that out. And I'm kind of just like listening through their whole discography. So maybe in the next few weeks, I'll have another Deftones to recommend. But everyone check that one out if you so choose. It's a free country. Do what you want. So I think that's it for this week. A bit of a shorter episode, but that's okay. I'm glad we did it. I'm glad to watch, because there's been a while that I've been wanting to watch this movie, and I got around to it because we decided to do it for an episode.
Yeah, and it was fun, and I'm glad I could partake.
Nice. Yeah, so we'll catch you next week for The Picture of Dorian Gray book club, and so read that one. If you're gonna read that book, it's a short read. Just pick it up and then listen to the episode right after you finish it. And so that's all for us for this week, and we'll catch you next time.
Yay, thank you everybody. Bye
now.